This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 306 for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Welcome.
Tell a guy his 90 days are over and he's good and he's getting all kinds of sassy now.
So, I was doing some reading over the weekend.
When?
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday. I was taking some time out to refresh, relax, and...
Okay.
Did you know... I read an interesting study. Studies show that... See, it's funny already.
Just get to the bad part already.
The studies show that farmers who talk to their cows produce more milk. Did you know that?
Farmers produce more milk?
The cows produce more milk.
Okay.
Farmers who talk to cows, yeah. Yeah, it's a case of in one ear and out the other.
The lead up was so much better.
How do you like that? I like them apples. All right. What do we got this week? We got some stuff.
I gotta go.
We gotta get cracking. All right. So this week, it should be coming hopefully by the end of the week.
I got tracking.
You got tracking? Awesome. These aren't them, but they're very similar in appearance. The Sailor, 1911, North American exclusive, King of Penn.
I don't think I have a Fresca.
You don't have a King of Penn.
No, but I don't have a Fresca.
I thought you do. I'm sure you do.
Do I?
Yes.
I gotta go
positive.
Look.
Positive you do.
King of Penn. This King of is Penn. Freaking awesome. These are two amazing colors, the Fresca color and the Royal Tangerine. Absolutely gorgeous.
North American exclusive, rhodium trim, of course, rhodium plated 21 karat nib, available in two nib sizes, medium and broad. We have them up right now for pre-order. They should be here Friday.
Thursday or Friday.
So this is very exciting that Fresca is on my short list on the King of Penn.
And the Royal Tangerine, you know, I wasn't sure about the color. I know I've said this before. I wasn't sure about the color when we first saw it, but it's really... bright. It's not too orange. It's not too coral. I was afraid it was going to be too coral. It's really a good color.
It's going to be an eye catcher in that size of pen.
Yes.
The King of Pen.
Yes.
So then this is nice because previously you can get a 1911 in any color you want as long as you want it in black.
In the King of Pen.
In the King of Pen. And if you want it in a color, you have to go to a Rushi, which really basically almost triples the price.
Right.
So this is awesome. To be able to have a North American exclusive. The Fresca is, that's killer. I want one of those so bad.
Did we order you one?
We did not. Well, no, not yet. Not really.
Okay.
So
I can get on that.
You get on that.
All right.
Birthday's coming up.
Your birthday's in June.
I know. We got to prepare it early for these things.
Valentine's.
There we
coming.
Go. Valentine's.
That's the next
there
gift
we go.
Giving
next
gift
month.
Giving occasion. Right. There you go.
So anyway, that's very exciting. Medium and broad.
Excellent.
So,
which one do you want?
I want the
broad.
I don't know which one I want.
All right. Well, get back to me.
I'll get back to you.
Right,
I'll
get back one to me at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with either one, really. I think the medium is pretty nice.
All right. So. Restocked the Retro 51 Space Race. In typical retro fashion, they do such an amazing job. We have the Gemini, the Mercury, and the Apollo back in stock. These will not last.
And this is it. So
this is the sets, last batch.
The sets are completely gone, and there are no more. So if you were looking, you still can get three. We have all three. So you could still get all three. You just don't get them in the box set, and they're not matched serial numbers. But we do have the other three in stock. And if you've been thinking about it,
do it.
Do it because
they will be gone. Probably this week.
Yeah, if they're not already gone by the time this airs. So
vintage pens. So we've been talking about Brian is on this cleaning. I won't even say creating a man cave because it's not really a man cave. Although we did put up your turntable.
Turntable's up. Stereo's up.
Yep.
The speakers are up.
Wow. All right, so it is getting to be a man cave.
It's close. I'm gonna hang some things on the wall, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Cleaning and organizing, and he's been doing a boatload of repairs, and it's been good.
Of course, Repairs have taken a little bit of a back seat since I've been cleaning, so I'm trying to get the cleaning done so I can get back to repairs. But
well, we've been helping.
Well, we have, yeah.
Garrett and I have been helping and lugging stuff out to be taken to Goodwill and garbage and recycling. There's a lot of stuff down there.
There is.
And then Brian burned a lot of papers that needed to be just not thrown out,
you know,
including a Taco Bell receipt from 1998.
You know, it was important that I kept that receipt. Just in case I wanted to return that burrito.
That's funnier than your joke, actually.
Oh, that hurts. Come on.
All right, so what do you got for interesting?
So this week, interesting pens. This one's kind of an anomaly. It's, number one, it's purple. And who doesn't like that? It's a purple crescent Spores. And Spores is a very interesting brand. That is actually a U.S. brand with parts made from Japan. So the owner of Spores imported all these parts from Japan and he made and assembled pens here in the United States. So this is a crescent filler with a glass spiral nib.
That's cool.
So it fills just like a regular crescent, remove the lock, press down, fill it up, slide the lock ring back, and it writes great. These have a tendency to not feed as well as a hard rubber feed, but when they write, they're very, very smooth. So we've got a purple, did I mention it's purple? I
mean, no, oh my gosh. Yes, you did. Purple's cool. All right, what else you got?
Four Parker 51 Vacuumatics. I love the Vacuumatic 51 more so than the Aerometric, although I like the clip on the Aerometric better.
Two of these things are not like the others.
Well, yes. Actually, they're all completely different. So we've got a number of 51 Vacs. Black Canadian with the correct Canadian cap, blue diamond. I have a cedar blue with the sterling. This is maybe my favorite.
I do love
sterling
that cap. Color.
Yeah, the cedar blue vac. Super nice. And I have a fondness for gold filled caps. So there's a gold fill.
Hold it up for the people at home.
Oh, I'm trying to so they can see this here. The gold filled cap in black. That's really nice. Blue diamond clip. That's a beautiful, beautiful pen.
And then a little one.
And this is a first year Vacuumatic Demi with the correct later style Aero clip. So it's got, you know, you normally see that in Aerometric, but it's actually correct. I had to look it up because it didn't look right. But is the first year Demi, first year in this size in a Vacuumatic. So
awesome.
Just some cool, you know, good caps. Did I mention sterling? That's really pretty.
It is really pretty.
So that's what's on the line for vintage this week. And hopefully in a couple weeks, we'll have some more good stuff.
Just really classic pens. I have a Parker 51 that I've had for, 20 years? 15 years at least.
Yeah, to use it.
You know, I'm going to go home today and ink it up.
Is it the green one?
It is the green one.
You know, I am getting a green one as well.
What?
I found a green one with a gold cap that I really like in the bin. So I'm going to keep it.
So you're not really repairing, you're just adding to your collection?
She's giving me the look, isn't she?
Yeah, I am.
No, it's I thought of yours, because you have yours is a Demi, is it not?
I don't know.
But it has a gold cap.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
So yours is better than mine?
Mine's full size with a gold cap.
I won mine for free.
All right. Okay.
I win. All right. What else we got?
All right.
Booty call. I know it's...
Okay. If you insist.
You know, there are so many aspects of our business that are serious. You've got payroll, you've got HR, you've got e-commerce, you've got sales tax, you've got all these things. So once in a blue moon, our creative team forces us to have a little fun. And so Booty Call is it. What a cute little name for a game in which
you, can
you
win booty.
Get to win $20.
Yeah.
So there you go. It is the second podcast of February.
So
we'll be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a link below for the information.
To get on the booty list, booty call list?
You just like saying that.
I just like
that's
saying
just weird now. Okay. But anyway, you can win a $20 gift certificate. So choose your champion wisely.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a little segment, B&L Q&A. Did you know about this?
No, Eric asked for a private meeting in the store and asked me a bunch of questions. And so apparently this is more of like the dating game or how well do you know your spouse kind of thing. So
we're going to have points for this?
Or? I don't know. It concerns me. So you ready?
We both have the same question.
Yes.
And we hold up the card.
Yes.
Which will have the answer on the back so
yes.
that the...
And I didn't write these, so one of these has a typo and it wasn't me.
Studio audience can see the answer. So,
what is your favorite ink? This is Brian's.
I'm going to say yours is a Parker Penman Sapphire.
Are you supposed to tell me that? Or am I supposed to say it?
Oh, you're supposed to say it. Oh.
And then see, that's funny.
That's funny.
Okay.
Would that have been your answer?
Probably. All right. What is your favorite ink?
What is my favorite ink?
This is what I think.
And yeah, there's no, you have to answer this one. My favorite ink.
Yeah, Eric said you can't weasel out of this.
I can't weasel out of this one. I'm going to go with Sailor Yamadori.
Did you say
Aurora Black?
Mont Blanc Bordeaux.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was,
it
and
was.
Now you're slowly getting out of it, but
I'm slowly getting
I didn't
out of
know
it.
That you were.
All right, I'm not
going to
answer my own question here.
All right. Which is your favorite pen show?
Okay. So I'm supposed to answer what you think.
Yes.
I'm
going to
answer.
You answer, and I'm going to hold up my card, and we'll see if they match. That's how this works.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to answer your question.
Yes. Which is your favorite pen show, Brian?
Columbus.
Yes! Bam!
All right. And for you?
Dallas. Well, why wasn't yours Chicago?
Well, because I always joke that Columbus is my favorite show. So the card says it better be Chicago.
Well, I guess you were wrong.
Dallas. Why Dallas?
Because it's warm, it's friendly, it's a Friday, Saturday, we get in Thursday, we work really hard for 2 days, we get to see some dear friends like George, our very dear mentor, a bunch of people who we love and are close to, sometimes John Lane comes down, and then it's over Saturday, we're home Sunday night.
See, that's why I would have thought you would have said Chicago, because we leave in the morning and we get home.
Chicago's longer.
We get home Sunday night. We're in our bed Sunday night. It's the only show where that happens.
Okay. Well. All right.
All right.
Which carby food with carbs, do you miss the most?
Well, this is easy for me. Pasta.
Bing, bing, bing. Rice. Yes.
All right.
Oh, no. No, right. I want rice.
Blank, lined, graph, or dot.
Okay. What do you say? You can't look. You have to answer this. Eric said you were going to try and weasel out of this one,
I'm not going to weasel out of it. I'm just going to go with... I'm going to go with lined.
That's what I said.
There you go.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Woo!
Right. This next one's tough.
What is your least favorite color? And I asked for clarification.
I received none. What kind of clarification?
Like ink color, clothing color, and he's like, color.
It's all just color.
What's your least favorite color?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of ink.
Okay.
I'm going to say yellow.
I'm going to say yellow.
I said gray.
For me?
Yes.
Gray is my least favorite color?
Yeah. Because it's like, it's not black, and it's just kind of this...
I don't like yellow. I don't wear yellow. I don't use yellow. I wear gray all the time.
So how many of those did I get wrong?
You got a lot wrong.
Is there like a little dinger that says ding? You got one right? Well, it was close. It was close.
All right.
All right.
So apparently we need to be married longer to learn more about each other.
Better, different questions. Coming up in a couple of weeks.
No.
February 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, the Los Angeles Pen Show. That's exciting.
Yes.
It's going to be nice and warm.
Yes, I'm so looking forward to that.
See some good friends.
Gorgeous drive. We get to see Jason.
Yep, yep.
I get to declutter something and give it to his wife. I'm excited about that.
All right.
2.5-day drive. We did it once and 36 hours. Yep. I'm not doing that again.
Nope.
Great, great show. Super busy. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are trader only. Sunday is the weekend trader. It's open to, or Sunday's open to the public.
Yep.
That day only. So if you're thinking about going, spend the money, buy the pass. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are not nearly as chaotic as Sunday.
No, Saturday's fairly busy.
Yes.
Friday, not so much. But if you are going and you're going to at least be there Saturday, buy the pass. And I highly recommend you buy now with ink and paper and those kinds of things. I always recommend if you see it, just buy it because it's not getting any cheaper on Sunday. And, you know, things like that, that's all commodity. If it's a pen you want, try to grab it on Saturday because Sunday is just like...
It's like the stock market.
It's chit-chat. There is no chit-chat
on Sunday.
Well, it's not, but Sunday there's not a lot of time to see things and people do get up and move. So where somebody was on Saturday, not necessarily where they're going to be on Sunday.
Yes.
So that's important to know.
You could spend an hour trying to find somebody who was here yesterday and now they're like out in the hallway or something.
Yeah, it's an old guy balding with gray hair. Okay, well.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So anyway, try to get your stuff done before Sunday. You know, a lot of people just come on Sunday, they say their goodbyes, they kind of walk around.
Right.
Maybe they get that one last thing or they place an order or something, but that's about it. So don't forget Pen Show Pickup. Is available on the website, so place your order and select LA Pen Show Pickup, and we will deliver it to you at the show.
And it doesn't count toward your Pen Show budget because it's money spent already, and you get to walk around with a bag, and sometimes that helps alleviate the need to buy something because you've got a bag in your hand. If you're trying to behave and stick to your budget, good luck with that.
Good reason to do that. Now, you may ask, well, why do I want to do that if I can just come to the show and see what I want and buy it there? Well, there are a lot of things we don't bring. Ink samples, for example.
Correct.
We don't bring. You know, if there's any question of whether or not you wonder if we're going to bring a certain Rhodia notepad, you know.
One of the interesting...
We can't bring everything.
And we have fewer tables. In LA, we only have 4 tables. Every other show, we have 5 or more. And so... we have to bring 18 square feet less of product. So definitely, if you're not sure, order it. And
be happy to bring it.
We also don't know what we're going to pack sometimes until we start to pack because it's based on what we have in stock.
Yep.
So if you want it, order it. We will bring it to you.
So
there you go.
Awesome. LA, February 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. See us there.
So you're thinking King of Pen Fresca for your Valentine's gift? You got to start thinking about this because I have to
have it
packed in the car for this LA show coming up.
Either that or the ocean, maybe.
Okay. What am I getting?
You tell me.
Oh, God. That's hard. You see I'm wearing my necklace?
You are. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. That's a nib.
It is.
So, all right, do we have anything else we want to mention?
I got a watch.
You got a watch. You're collecting watches.
Brian's
now
on this watch kick, and many of you are feeding his addiction, and I'm mad at you.
No,
Ty,
not.
I'm talking to you.
Ty, you better bring, you know what I want to see.
Oh, did you send Jason that picture of that watch?
I did.
So, Jason, we've got another, you know, we're hooking you up. So, Brian has all these watches. I got him a new watch box that holds 20, and I bought a watch. Actually, I bought 2.
She bought 2, actually.
One on eBay was $4.50. So, you don't even spend that little on shipping on some of yours.
Most of my shipping is free.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Anyway.
There you go.
All right. LA Pen Show, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th.
Yes.
So, all right. I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
Thanks for joining us.
Join us next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Make sure to follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And don't forget to check out our store in Chicago, the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. Is there a website for Chicago?
There is. It is chicago.andersonpens.com.
And make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel.
See you next time.